AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump hasn't spoken a lot about tariffs recently, but he did today, and it involves his pursuit of Greenland.
I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security, so I may do that.
The president didn't provide details. He has insisted the U.S. should control Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of NATO-allied Denmark, and said earlier this week anything less than the Arctic island being in U.S. hands would be unacceptable. Tens of thousands of Cubans have gathered in Havana to protest the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela. The crowd demanded the release of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was arrested by the U.S. earlier this month. A Liberian man taken into custody in Minnesota by immigration agents and later ordered released by a federal judge has been taken back into custody. His attorney, Mark Prokish, says Garrison Gibson had a beautiful reunion with his family yesterday, but
ICE asked to have him come back this morning for a quick check-in, and so we were just down at the Whipple Building for his check-in, where they took him back into custody this morning.
Heavily armed immigration agents broke into Gibson's home using a battering ram and arrested him. His wife and their 9-year-old child were there.
I have reason to believe that this was straight from the White House.
Gibson had been ordered removed from the U.S., apparently because of a 2008 drug conviction that was later dismissed by the courts. He came to the U.S. from Liberia as a child. A cleric leading prayers in Iran's capital demanded the death penalty for detained protesters, showing the hardline rage gripping the Islamic Republic. According to an Arab diplomat familiar with the matter, several Middle East allies have urged the Trump administration to delay strikes against Iran. Ukraine's energy minister says Russia has attacked every Ukrainian power plant since its invasion. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging mostly lower on Wall Street, but gains for some big tech companies are keeping the losses in check. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 156 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Several regional banks were moving after reporting their latest results. PNC Financial jumped 3% after beating Wall Street's profit estimates. Regions Financial fell 3% after its results fell short. Among tech companies, Micron Technology added 5%. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.19%. Seth Sutel, New York.
With the Olympics just weeks away, Ukraine's cross-country skiers and biathletes are training at a center ravaged by Russian attacks. Buildings are bombed out. There are constant air raid threats. Some athletes were displaced or called up to fight. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.